Well, next I would like to appreciate all of the adult and youth who help out in the church school. They're very busy while you're in service over here. We have a lot going on in the other building. So I'll read the name of our baby and toddler care, who are not here because they're working right now. Sarah Strauss, Svetlana, and Claudia, which is Svetlana's mother, is also down there with our babies and toddlers. So as I read your names, if you could come up and line up across the front, we'd appreciate it. So preschool, Dawn Cutler, Tyler Cutler, Andrea LaRude, and Julia Green. And perhaps you can hold your applause to the end. We'll get through this a little faster. In kindergarten, Michelle Morrison, Jennifer Morton, Ben Bradbury Pastor, and Zoe Goodell. First grade was Kate O'Shea, Victoria Agnew, Sean Beatty, Sarah Whitehue, Lori Conrad, and Adrian George. Second grade, Cindy Hudson, Dave Hudson, Peter Beatty, Cecile Van Vlore, and Jim Van Vlore. Third and fourth grade, Donna LaRue, Lance Pratt, Zoe Goodall, Michelle Morrison, and Elizabeth Clark. Michelle's in both places, two places. Fifth grade, Dan Early, Krista Early, Donna LaRue, also in two places, Dave Robbins. Sixth and seventh grade, Wayne Fletcher, Ann Lederhaus, Jan Schwartz, Lori LaRude, Kim Steele. Eighth and ninth grade, Gary LaRude, Deb DeBray, Bill Brown, Ginger Hedges, and in senior high is Mickey Shepherd, Chuck Rayburg, Steve Hedges, and Monica Staples. And we have a gift for each one, and we'll present them all, but let's have a big hand of applause. Michelle Morrison, spend half a year with us, please come up. Nona Storer, if you're here, is our volunteer coordinator. And actually, if Carol Wagner is in the congregation, she's going to be joining our committee this fall. So.
All right. As Chris is passing that, I have my personal word of thanks to all of you. As I've said on many occasions, and it's always the same truth every time, the things that happen down in this part of our building during the Sunday morning is as important as what goes on here in terms of developing, nurturing our young minds, our young people, children, young people. Next year, as we begin in the fall, we'll be seeing more of a presence of our religious education classes. They're going to be spending just about all parts of the first part of our Sunday morning services in here before they go to their classes. This is part of what we've been working on this past year to integrate our religious education program more into the overall life of our congregation. So we're looking forward to that. I'm going to let Chris now go with Cindy.
One more thing. This is Cindy's third and last year as our chair, and I really appreciate it. And I have a small chalice to present to you.
Thank you again for a very wonderful year with religious education. Thank all of you who have made that program, who continue to make that program possible. I certainly look forward to, continue to look forward to working with you. And what I say is a very, very vital part of the overall life of our congregation. As we now move to the part of our service.
What's up?
This happened last year too. There are two more thanks that we need to give out that weren't mentioned this morning. The first is to our Chris Parker, our religious education director. Mm-hmm. And secondly, last and by no means least, to Steve Eddington, our minister.
Past 22 years here, as a matter of fact. I mentioned this in my annual report at the annual meeting, and I hope that I join with Lori in asking all of you to come there, but I'll mention it here too in terms of a marker of how time goes by. When I began my ministry here in the late summer of 1988, we brought our four-year-old son, Gordon, with us. He began White Wing School and then enrolled in our religious education program in preschool that fall and continued along. And 2 weeks from today, I will be officiating his wedding here in the sanctuary with his fiancée, Crystal Cassidy. So I feel like a generation has gone by since I've been here, and it continues to be my privilege to serve you and to serve this congregation.